Everyone, it is 7:30 on Monday, and that means usually that it's time for another live episode of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy.
Yeah, come on down.
Episode number 35 for Monday, June 6th, 2011. It's 7:31 p.m. And if it's 7:31 where you are, and it's June 6th and a Monday, and you're in Eastern time zone, go to radioshowonline.com and join us in the chat room. Once you're there, I think you can figure out where to go. But join us in the chat room there. You can chat with us. You can chat with other fans like Chris.
Chris.
Currently in the chat room there. So we'll take your questions all throughout the show. Don't currently do any live call-ins, though. We figured we wanted to start with the chat room first.
Yes.
And if we got enough activity from that, then we would introduce phones and things like that. But these things cost money. And judging from our setup right now, we don't really have the funds to do things like that. See, we're back actually up in Studio A where it all began.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of pleasant memories, flashbacks really. I'm having hot flashes of our first shows.
It is 85 million degrees in here. Very, very warm.
But you missed the view a little bit. It's nice up here.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
We're kind of isolated. It's nice. We look over Tremont. We're like Tremont's guardians.
We are like
we're like superheroes.
Exactly.
Radio, internet radio superheroes.
Yep, I think that's what people refer to us often as. So if you hear a squeaky fan in the background, that's Jeff's ceiling fan. Two cars and no air conditioning. Jeff Longsworth.
The Jeff Longsworth story.
That should be your biography.
Yeah, the unauthorized biography. That was not authorized, for
that,
the record.
That title's free. Hey, so anyway, speaking about us and ad sponsors.
Lack of.
Is that what you're talking?
I think a lack of ad sponsors.
Well, the reason. You know the reason, Jeff.
Yes.
So
you just tell it, though. I know, but why don't
you say it? I'll just say it. So Eric Hilston was on our Facebook page, which you can get to at Facebook.com/radioshowonline. I'm going to go there right now. So Eric was saying that he really liked our show.
Thanks, Eric.
He says, you know, you can speak about the places in Cleveland you choose to visit rather than local radio who has to talk about the place that bought advertising with the station. And that is why we shun advertising.
That's right. It's on principle, Jeremy.
Yeah, we don't want that to cloud our vision.
We've turned down offers. Should we tell people that?
Well, I think we just did.
Well,
I don't want to go into the details.
Let's start naming companies.
No.
Okay.
Let's keep that under the
radar. I want to name names.
So if Garage Bar comes in here and they're like, look, you and Jeremy can drink free every Thursday night if you just mention Garage Bar on West 25th at the top of each episode, we're not just going to accept Garage Bar's money.
Yeah, we're not going to say Garage Bar is a great place to start a happy hour after on a Friday after work. We're not going to say that.
Our integrity is not worth an open bar.
It means too much to us. I mean,
yeah.
If you want to have a nice night outside on the deck, go in a Garage Bar. I think it's marvelous, but I am not going to ever recommend that.
You're
going to
say that out of your own free will.
Right. I'm not going to get paid to recommend that, though.
Not because...
I'm going to be there, Jeremy. I'll be there anyway, is the funny thing, because I do that on my own.
Right.
But just, we should clarify that.
Not because the owner, whose name also happens to be Jeff.
Right.
Great guy.
No,
but
I mean,
still.
I mean, talk about, if you want to hang out with someone, talk about, you know, someone you just want to have a beer with, get to know a little better. You think of that guy right away, and me.
Mm-hmm.
Both Jeffs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, by the way, since we're live, we can do this kind of breaking news. Breaking news, I don't know if you can do any follow-up on this as I'm going through some other things.
Here. I only have 14 windows open on my computer. Let's go ahead.
I can hear your computer chugging along.
The gears are grinding.
NYC rep Wiener admits to sending lewd photos.
I did see that today.
And he admits through the cover.
I'll tell you how I'm usually very – I'm perceptive, Jeremy. I'm very perceptive.
You have a Google News alert about Wiener.
Now
anytime there's a story about Wiener.
Yeah. Wiener comes up. I get it instantly. My phone blows up.
Yeah.
There's graphics that accompany it. Music. Very patriotic music comes up on the phone.
Yep.
I'm very good about reading people. I don't know if you know this about me. I can meet someone, and I'm really in about 3 or 4 minutes – I have an idea of what that person's all about. I really am.
Yeah.
That's what I do. That's one of my things.
Yeah, and why you would never date them.
Right. What's wrong? If it's a woman, I find their flaw right away.
Yeah, you're good. You are.
I immediately say, oh, this could never work.
Yeah. So what's your take on the Wiener story, then?
You knew something was up when last week, he was kind of having fun with this, trying to play with it a little bit, and he said, I can't say for sure it's not mine.
Uh-huh.
The picture. As soon as you left that window open, if you're someone who your account's been hacked into, to me, you'd be categorically denying everything, saying there is no way it was hacked. That's not me. I don't know where this came from. I'm having everyone look into this. But he was hedging, and he would say, I can't say for sure it's not mine, but I don't think it is. And to me, when you have that sort of stance, it just sort of opens you up to there's more to the story than he's telling us.
I think I could identify my crotch if I saw a picture of it. Yes. Like, if you showed me, like, a lineup of, like, five crotches.
Like a police lineup of just crotches.
And you're like, which one of those is yours? I think I could pick mine.
And with someone, you'd be watching it in that with the mirror. You'd be in the enclosed booth.
I'd be on the other side. And it'd be kind of weird.
You'd learn how to separate your body somehow for a couple minutes.
But if I'm there,
yeah,
if my crotch is in that room, what's in my pants?
It's like if a tree falls in the forest and no one's there, does it really fall? Does it make a noise?
It's something like that. Anyway, so yeah, so he's come out and admit the cover-up. Tune to NBC. MSNBC.
We'll also have breaking updates on that story on our website.
Right.
You'll be following that through the week.
Throughout the updates hourly.
So try us, and if not, if you don't have something, try NBCnews.com. MSNBC.
Yeah. We pretty much copy whatever that is.
Yeah. Or Cleveland.com.
But anyway, before that breaking news, back to Eric. Eric also said something interesting, Jeff.
I think that's all he said, Jeremy. Nope. I think that was it. That was a great comment. Thanks for being a fan, Eric.
Clarification to Jeff, the Cavs' first pick is actually the Clippers' pick. Yeah. The fourth was the Cavs' original pick. So, just to clarify this, last week, 2 weeks ago, we were talking about the Cavs' first and fourth pick, and I was saying that the pick that the Cavs traded the Clippers for ended up being their first pick, and you disagreed, saying it was their fourth.
I immediately dismissed you, and I dismissed all your comment. I dismissed as a Jeremy, you're way out of your element.
So, just to get this right, I was right about something sports related. Yes. And you were wrong.
It pains me to admit it, but yes, you were correct. But after, do you remember after the show was done and we were sitting, kind of doing the post game part of the show, and I did say, you know what, I think I screwed that up, and you said, ha ha. But now we have Eric. Did you tell Eric to write that so you could publicly recognize?
I did not.
Because we did say that you were right.
But for that, Eric Hilston is our Facebook fan of the week.
Damn it! If you're correct, Jeff, it's a fast track to fan of the weekdom.
That's right. That's right, especially if I was right on something sports related. That would be like if I came over here and you like fixed my computer.
Right, which I attempted to do recently, but you dismissed my advances.
I dismissed it very quickly. Anyway, moving on in the news. So yeah, we haven't been here. Last week we took off due to Memorial Day.
Yes.
And I took advantage of the Memorial Day and went to Shooters. It was a beautiful day. It was like the first awesome. It was the nicest weekend of the year, of the season so far. Went to Shooters and then went to the Mark's Rib Cook-Off.
I like how you're very official with that. Not the Rib Cook-Off.
Right. No. Not that they paid for my tickets. Actually, Jen and I walked over there. As we were walking down the hill, this random car just stopped and gave us free tickets.
Really?
Which was awesome.
Wow.
I think it was karma. It was coming back.
You know what's even better than that? Getting a beer at the garage bar before the Rib Cook-Off.
Yeah. You know, if there's one bar that I would go to before any kind of rib cook, any cook-offs in general.
Any sort of barbecue, I always think of, you know what, I want to get a beer in the garage patio and then head out.
Before or after the event?
I like both. To me, the garage bar is my sandwich of fun. Mm-hmm. The post and the pre.
They're the filling in my Oreo cookie. Or no, they'd be the cookie. Yeah. Well, you know what I'm saying. But yeah, Shooters just sat out on the patio and like, roasted. I had on my SPF 85 and I was still like just melting.
White.
And we were just
SPF.
Yes. We were drinking. It was awesome. It was just a beautiful.
I did that last Memorial Day. That's a great thing to do.
What did you do this past Memorial Day?
I was in Chicago, Jeremy, for the weekend.
And?
That's it. Wouldn't that be boring?
Yeah, that would be boring. End of show, everyone. Goodbye. Next week. We were like really boring guys that never did anything.
Well, I went to a library and finished that book. Mm-hmm. Then I came home around 10, had a glass of warm milk, and went to bed.
And then it's just crickets for another 44 minutes.
Well, we got to get this. 8:15, we got to get this till. So, yeah, so Chicago was great. I went with two friends. We left the Friday morning of Memorial Day weekend. Got an early start to it. Drove, so left here around 7:30 in the morning. You get that hour going there, which is nice.
Right.
So that was extremely critical because we were able to go to the Cubs game at 1:15 that afternoon. Literally drove straight here. Checked our stuff into the house we're running out, dropped our stuff, walked to Wrigley, walked in at first pitch. Couldn't have been choreographed any better Friday afternoon. Did that, then was out up around Lincoln Park Friday night with my sister and her friends. And then, you know, I lived there that 1 year in 2008, so my old roommates were out on Saturday. Hmm. Went to a nice party with them during the day. Went out at night in my old neighborhood and back Sunday morning. So it was kind of a quick 48-hour deal, but it was awesome.
Cool.
Great to be back in Chicago. A lot of fun.
Cool. Here's a story. Here's something that I bet hasn't happened to you yet related to the show. So I'm at a I was at a happy hour or something. I was at the House of Blues with some coworkers, some people from work. That's what a coworker is, in case you didn't know that. I had to spell that out.
Yes.
And you know, there were some people from a different department that I hadn't met, so I'm just kind of introducing myself. And this one guy goes, this one guy that I've never met before goes, "Hey, don't you do a radio show podcast?" And I'm like, "Yes, I do." He said, "My wife and I listen to it all the time."
Really? No, I'm serious.
Your face is just unbelievable.
I'm in shock.
So yeah, Kevin.
That's great. I mean, of course.
Yeah, I mean, that's happened.
It'd be weird if that didn't happen to you regularly.
Right.
That's great. That really is nice of them, though.
Yeah, it was. I want to give a shout out to them, Kevin and his wife, and yeah, really. It was very. It was nice.
Let's get them in the chat room.
It was nice to meet a fan.
That is nice to meet a fan, especially so unexpected. Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, just had to bring that up.
That's very nice to hear.
So yeah, also this past week, it was Jen's birthday. We went to Lux and Sweet Moses. Have you been to Sweet Moses yet?
I still have not been over there.
You got to get over there, yeah. Jeff.
And I have a sweet tooth.
They make their own ice cream.
Yeah.
Their own root beer.
Caramel. I'm a big caramel.
They make their own caramel.
Or caramel?
I go
back and forth.
I think I do caramel.
I prefer caramel.
I also say syrup.
Syrup, that's not correct.
No, that is right.
Syrup.
No, I think
syrup.
Syrup. Yeah,
one syllable.
That sounds much better.
One syllable.
That sounds much better. They make their own hot fudge.
Okay.
It's.
I do have to get over there. I got the chili place. That took me 4 months.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm trending. I'm going to be there at some point.
You'll get over there eventually.
Yeah.
Have you been to Grovewood Tavern over in Euclid yet?
No, I've never even heard of that.
It's like over at East 185th and Grovewood, over by like the Waterloo neighborhood. But it's like a really nice restaurant. Like it's a fairly, you know, it's like a $20 entree, $25 entree type place. And it's in the middle of like a residential neighborhood. Like you would never stumble across it. You have to be going there.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you passed it, you probably wouldn't think much of it. But yeah, you go in there and it's really good food. It's been around for a while. So Jen and I went there Saturday, then came back to Tremont, and I finally went to Tony's Southside Pizza.
And thanks for letting me know. I'm the unofficial ambassador / mayor of that place.
I checked on Foursquare. My Foursquare wasn't working. Like I got no cell reception.
No, that is bad. In there, they have no reception in there. That's very true. So
yeah,
I do believe you.
I think they block it out. It was like they had some.
It's an oasis of fun. They don't want you distracted.
I know. There's no TVs in there.
Isn't
it
cool?
You described it similar to Velvet Tangaroo, and I would agree. The vibe is similar.
It's that kind of vibe, but a much smaller. You know, and also there's not as much, I would say Velvet Tangaroo Room has a bit of not an attitude, but a little bit arrogance or it's a much more, Velvet Tangaroo Room is much more relaxing and much more at ease there at Tony Southside than the Velvet Tangaroo Room. Plus the prices are not nearly as much as Velvet Tangaroo.
So we didn't have any food. We just had some drinks, but you have gone and eaten.
Yes, right? They have little small pan pizzas, of course, as the name would indicate. Yeah, I think they actually might have a little bit of a menu too. I think they have things even other than pizza, but it's basically a really nice lady, kind of a middle-aged older lady.
Yeah, there's two of them, and we
about
talked.
The server,
they're sister-in-laws.
Okay, were you at the bar or one of those side tables?
We were at the bar.
Okay, because the one lady comes out to the side tables usually. They make you feel like you're a nephew, or they make you feel like you're a relative when you come in there. It's very welcoming, just a great place.
It's small. It's like four tables.
It's very
in the bar,
small,
but it's really cool.
Were there people in there?
Yeah, there was. It was hot. I mean, they didn't have air conditioning either, so it was a hot day. It was later on at night. But yeah, definitely very cool. But I could see. I remember you said the first time you walked in and walked out because you didn't know, like you weren't expecting it.
Yes.
So I went in there thinking that I'm like, I'm gonna go to the
you
bar,
just power
I'm just
through.
Sit down. Yep.
You got to power through your original because your original reaction has got to be, I got to get out of here.
Yep.
That's cool. You got to try that out.
So yeah, Tony's Southside Pizza in Tremont. 2193 Professor.
Right across from Lolita. You got to look real quick. It's very small. You'll miss it if you don't really pay attention.
Yep. Very cool. All right. And then we went to 806.
It's a nice way to wind up. Their patio is fantastic.
Yeah,
we'll talk about patios later.
Oh, yeah. Patio's coming up.
But their patio is really, really nice.
Cool. It was very nice. All right. What else we got?
Well, let's talk about the new apartments. You dug this one up, which I didn't realize.
Oh, yeah. So there are 308 new apartments plus a pool coming to downtown Cleveland. This is an initiative put together by Cleveland State University. And it's going to be right along between Chester and Payne Avenues, between East 21st and East 24th. So pretty much right on the CSU campus, okay, on the northern end of the CSU campus.
Northeastern end, yeah.
Yeah, but it's an interesting combination. So CSU owns the property, but they're leasing it out to a developer who's going to develop and manage it. So there's going to be one, two, three, and four-bedroom apartments. There's going to be three- and four-story buildings. There's going to be about nine buildings. Rent's going to range from like $850 to like $1,500 per month. There's going to be a pool. But it's not just for like people that are – students that are going there. Like CSU's trying to reinvent itself as not just a commuter campus. They want more and more,
yes,
people staying.
With that new student center, I think, was one of the big pieces of that. They really are. The campus has undergone a huge transformation.
Yep. They have their Euclid Commons, which are our dorms, currently under construction.
Now, is the old Viking Hall – what's going on with that? You know, the old hotel that's Viking Hall. Is that going to be renovated or destroyed?
So that's dorms. I don't know if it's going – it's going to be one of the two. I don't know if it's going to be renovated. So that's residential. Fenn Towers residential, and then across the street Euclid Commons is residential. This is going to be more residential, yeah, really cool. Now this building, this new project, it's not just going to be for students. Like it'll be a rental thing. Obviously, it'll be very enticing for students to basically live on campus, but it won't be part of their tuition or anything. And anyone can live there. I mean, professors or just young professionals that kind of want to be on that campus. So I think it's pretty cool because of just any more people like living downtown, I think is a good thing. So it's going to be like hundreds more people. So it's a pretty big project. I mean, it's like along the sides of like a 668 Euclid or a Bridgeview or, you know, even bigger than that. So should be pretty cool. And the construction starts in less than 2 months.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Campus Village.
Campus Village, yes, yes.
Well, I think we have a half hour left, but I think this happy hour thing, we're all about, you know, food, beer, and pot, generally.
Right. If it's food, beer, or pot, we are there.
And this huge article came out, which you posted, I think, on your personal Facebook, maybe, and it really kind of jumped out at me. Basically, four great areas that are great areas for outdoor patio drinking.
Yep.
Four neighborhoods. It came out with. And I knew, first of all, Tremont. I'm like, right away, Tremont's got to be in that. East 4th, I thought, okay, that makes sense. Because East 4th, the last 2 years, really has just blown up with all those places. Shaker Square, I wasn't really too sure about.
I think Shaker Square is cool because you have that. I like the setup of it. It's a very unique, this, obviously, it's a square. But with the RTA running through it, the way the road goes all the way around the border. It's fairly large. Like, you know, we have a public square downtown, but that's a much different situation and it's smaller. But, you know, I think Shaker Square is good. It's good people watching.
Yep. So Tremont, this list is very controversial. I was also people last night. Some bars were excluded from this, which I was offended. One, of course, which won't be surprised to you, Treehouse was excluded. They've got great patio.
Treehouse does have a great
patio. And I know you can only keep it to a certain amount, but I guess personally, I hate to see some of these chains, but I know, you know, some of these chains are in here.
You had to keep it, you know, to 50. You know,
any of these surprise you?
Not that I've been to.
But look at the Treehouse bars. 806 Martini Wine Bar, which you just mentioned.
Very good. Yeah,
that's a great one. Good on those. Edison's Pub is an awesome patio.
Yes.
Very underrated. It's like a backyard, kind of like a weird backyard.
Well, I think you don't think of it because you wouldn't know that they have a patio unless you got to go into Edison's and go all the way to the back.
Yes.
But yeah, once you're back there, they have like this old garage space where it's kind of, yeah, it's like you're in someone's backyard and there's like a four-car garage back there.
Yeah.
But they've, yeah, it is.
Another Tremont one with the underrated patio, Prosperity Social Club.
Yes.
A great patio, which they include in their list back there.
Again, another one
you don't think of.
So Prosperity wasn't on there. Edison's Pub was on the list.
Yeah.
Edison's Pub and Prosperity.
Yeah, yeah. These were all on there. The ones that weren't, and Tremont at least, which I thought should have been, other than Treehouse, Lincoln Park Pub has a great, huge patio. We've been out there before.
Yeah, you know, the thing with the Lincoln Park Pub, though, is it doesn't have, compared to a lot of these, compared to Edison's, even 806, compared to Prosperity, it doesn't really have that character.
Yeah.
It's pretty much just a cement slab behind. You know, there's not a lot of trees. There's not. So I could understand that, you know, I mean, places like Stone Mad is going to be that.
Stone Mad was the one I first, that's the ultimate patio.
Yeah, those guys. So Stone Mad's over in like Detroit Shoreway, just what is that? It's I think it's right on West 65th.
Yeah, just north of Detroit.
Yep, yep. And these guys, like, I think they bought the place and they're like, what is the most expensive patio ever built? And we're going to make it more expensive. They have, like, it's like, hence the name, Stone Mad. But they laid stone all along the driveway, all along back. They bought the house next to this old bar as well. And it's just
a huge... the stone walls.
Yeah.
You know, the walls. So the porch is outlined in about 3-foot stone wall. I mean, it's just the detail is amazing. The detail that they went to building that.
That's the thing I mentioned to Jen when we were at 806. Like, when you were at 806 and you looked down at the patio on the ground, it looked like there were stone slabs, but they were actually big square pieces that were obviously cut. Like, it wasn't true, like, individual stones laid down.
Right.
Like they have it stone. I mean, obviously, that's... freaking expensive, so that's why they didn't do it. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but they really stepped up over at Stone Mad. Another one on here that I hadn't been to until recently, it's over in the Larchmere neighborhood, is Felice's Urban Cafe. Have you been out there?
No, yeah, I've never even heard of that place.
It's really cool. Like, so they have their regular restaurant, and then on their patio, they have like this little like red clubhouse thing that doesn't have walls, basically on three sides of it, and there's like a little bar in there, and it's again just a really cool feel, a really cool atmosphere over on Felice's Urban Cafe on Larchmere in Cleveland. Very cool.
Nothing else really. University Circle had a couple. Sergio's. Have you ever been to Sergio's?
I have not.
I've always wanted to go over there. I've heard that's very, very nice.
They have you know, where we've been a couple times together is the Harp.
The Harp is one of my favorites, especially how great was that one day you sit out there for the air show. It's a very underrated view to watch the air show, especially like those practice days before it comes in town.
Yeah.
You get a great view of the routes they do sitting out there on a Thursday or Friday, that Labor Day week.
Now, I just saw one on this list of the 50 great patios. We're going to have a link to it on radioshowonline.com. But here's one that surprised me, and so much so that I even wonder if it's a joke. Harbor Inn?
I know. I always picture two folding chairs out front, right?
Is Harbor Inn has a patio?
Unless they have a rooftop thing that I'm not aware of. They don't have a patio.
I don't think that Harbor Inn even... I wonder if there's any more information. It's Harbor Inn in Akron.
Oh, Akron's Key West. Akron's Key West. I like that. Okay,
well, that makes sense. The Key West of Akron.
You solved that corner.
Okay, well, there we go. That's what we do. We solve mysteries here live on Radio Show with Jeff and Jared.
So enjoy the patios Cleveland has to offer. Cleveland really does have, for a fairly bad weather city where it's colder more often than it's not, we do have a number of fantastic patios.
It makes you appreciate it. It's like, it's nice weather, we're out.
You know where I was the last couple of Fridays I've been in town? Tremont Tap House. When they raised that little mini garage to serve that outdoor bar that opens up, that's a great spot after work on a Friday. It's one of my favorites.
Another place for the patio that just opened is this... Pura Vida, which is now open. It's on Public Square. It's right next to Cadillac Ranch. So if you're facing Cadillac Ranch, it's on your right hand side right there. It's part of the part. It's connected to the Cuyahoga County Community College building there. And Pura Vida. It's by Chef Brant Evans, who also runs Blue Canyon over on the east side. Have you been out to Blue Canyon?
Yeah.
It's really nice. Yeah, Blue Canyon's awesome. So, he's now running Pura Vida. Today was opening day. One of the guys I actually work with went there for breakfast. He was their first customer.
Oh, wow.
First public customer. But he had, like, a bagel sandwich that he said was just, like, amazing. So they're starting off with just doing breakfast and lunch, but they're going to be adding dinner later as well. But they do lots of farm fresh stuff.
Turkey sausage is such a big thing now for breakfast. I see that everywhere.
Yeah. So they have steel cut oatmeal and just good. And I think it's a good thing because right around that area, like, they don't really have lots of good. Like, I don't know what's good for breakfast around.
Yeah.
But this place, being right there on Public Square, is awesome for breakfast. They have lots of cool stuff. A vegan PB and J French toast.
Oh, that sounds horrible. That could be one of the worst things I've ever heard of.
You know what? Why?
That takes the fun out of French toast. Somehow they made French toast less fun.
Oh, boy.
But speaking of Public Square and speaking of hot dogs, Were you around
good transition.
That day when they did the hot dog eating contest qualifying event
no.
for Nathan's?
No.
They had this Nathan's qualifier last week in Cleveland. You know, Nathan's is a big one in New York. They do every July 4th. And they had a qualifying kind of regional event in Cleveland down by Public Square. And how many hot dogs could you eat in 10 minutes?
Would you Now, these are just the kind of your typical hot dog and bun.
But have you seen the contest when, like, they use water and they, like, do all these techniques?
In 10 minutes, I don't know, four.
Four. Yeah, I'm probably in that. I mean, four. I've tried at Jacobs Fielder and Dollar Dog Day.
Yeah.
I've never gotten more than four. I mean, you become overwhelmed.
Yeah.
You just want to, you start sweating hot dog.
Yeah.
You can feel it. It's like, it starts taking you over.
You go home and you smell like a hot
you
dog.
Smell like a hot dog.
Yeah.
This guy, Patrick, quote, deep dish, unquote, Bertoletti from Chicago came into Cleveland. He had 38 hot dogs in 10 minutes. That
what?
Got him into the Nathan's, entered into the Nathan's contest July 4th in New York. So how about that?
Wait, what was it? It was 38 hot dogs.
In 10 minutes.
In 10 minutes?
Yeah.
38 hot dogs in 600 seconds.
So it's more than three a minute.
That's a hot dog every 15 seconds.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Wow.
That's Patrick, quote, deep dish, unquote, Bertoletti. So he came in. Unfortunately, we had a carpetbagger come into our town and win this. We'd love to have seen a Clevelander win that. But he's going off. So it's kind of a cool thing down at Tower City. And it was right around lunchtime on June 2nd. So I heard people that were going in for lunch in Tower City got to kind of witness something. It'd be kind of cool to see a little bit of that. I once tried – have you ever done a competitive eating contest, Jeremy?
I have not.
I have.
What have you done?
At John Carroll, it was first one, no hands. We all had apple pie set in front of us. First one eating apple pie. And I literally, so no hands, you just dive into it. I literally almost threw up after about five bites.
How do you keep the plate from moving? Was the pie pan secured?
Pie pan
table?
Was secured.
Okay. So, because I would worry that your face would push it around.
Right. That's a legitimate worry, Jeremy.
Yeah. I'd be concerned.
But no, I literally almost vomited about a minute in.
So this one was just about speed, not the number
that was
of
speed,
pies
that
you could eat.
But it was speed. I got very overwhelmed.
How did you do?
I didn't even think
finish?
I bowed out before. I was the first one to bow out.
Do you remember what the time was?
No, that's a good question. You asked me that, damn it. I just made something up.
I like to look beyond
4 minutes.
The story. I like to get
4 minutes,
get in
10 seconds.
Feet. Yeah.
Huh. So hot dog competitive eating is back in Cleveland. It seems like it never left.
It does feel like never. Hey, you mentioned that this was right by Terminal Tower, right? Didn't you mention that?
Yes.
Because the Terminal Tower observation deck is now open on weekends.
I have never done this, and that's a sin. I'm a lifelong Clevelander. The fact that I've never been up to the top of the building I've seen every day for so many years.
You can see it from here.
I can see it from here.
I'm looking at it right now.
I need to go up there and do a viewing, Jeremy.
You can see your house from here.
I pledge to be up there before Labor Day.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, you can go on Saturdays from noon to 5. Or from on Sundays from noon to 4. You get your tickets online at Terminal Tower O Deck. Never mind. There's a link. There'll be a link on our website. Jeez. They wanted to make it the most difficult website URL possible. But yeah, it's going to be open every weekend through December 18th. So I actually volunteered up there a couple months back, and it's sweet. They restored the observation deck to how it looked in the 40s. I'm going to go on a limb. I'm going to say 1940s. Okay. Is what they
that
restored.
That sounds right to me. If I had to guess a decade, I'd say that sounds about right.
Yep. 42nd floor is where the observation deck is. So, very cool. Definitely something to check out. Maybe you'll see Jeff up there.
And when you're done celebrating the Terminal Tower viewing, get some vodka. Have you heard of this Crave?
I have not.
It's a Cleveland-based vodka brand,
huh.
Which you don't hear a lot of. Like, you don't think of Cleveland as a vodka capital.
Right.
You think of the microbrews, certainly.
Sure, beer,
but,
Great Lakes.
Not as much vodka. But, yeah, Thomas Rainey has always had a passion for vodka, but he's the owner of Crave. Spelled C-R-A-V, but pronounced Crave, a Cleveland-based vodka, which hits the shelves this month. It's available in 50 establishments, 50-some local establishments, including Fahrenheit, Barley House, Pure W, and Harry Buffalo. It's a premium vodka, and this guy, Tom Marini, is rolling it out slowly, trying to create a buzz. So there you go.
No pun intended.
Yes, exactly.
He's from your alma mater.
From St. Ignatius, yes. Very interesting, though. You don't hear about, I mean, how do you go about rolling out a new vodka? I'd love to know what the process is.
Well, you have to have a distillery, and this particular vodka isn't made in Ohio. It's actually made in Idaho.
Sun Valley.
But some places like the new Market Garden Brewery and Distillery that's supposed to be opening on West 25th, it's like across the street from Barcento, and it keeps getting delayed. But anyway, he's going to have not just a brewery, but a distillery, which so it's a different process. But yeah, you would make your own. I don't know the technical pieces of what goes into making vodka. But yeah, you definitely need more high-tech equipment, I think, than you need for – or not necessarily high-tech, but you need more complex equipment than you need for making beer. I don't think there's a make-your-own-vodka kit that you can pick up at Mark's or anything like that.
So you said it's a premium vodka because it's made in small batches. So most vodkas are distilled 5 or 6 times to get rid of impurities. Crave is a one-time process. So it retails for about $33. So I would support the Cleveland guy.
Yeah.
Give it a shot. I would give it. That could be the official vodka of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy.
It could, if he sends us a bottle.
Yes, that's all we ask for. We don't want money even.
Just one bottle. We'll finish it live.
It'll take us a year to drink it on the show. It's like those Great Lakes Conway's Irish Ales are still in the fridge. It takes us a long time to cycle through beer.
That's right. See, I've gone back to water because I have my wedding coming up in like a month.
Yes.
So I have to get into my, you know, the wedding body. I can't just be drinking every day like it's 6 months out from my wedding. I have to. I'm getting down into the last moments here.
So what does that mean?
So that
no
means,
drinking. Like, can you not go out now on weekends?
No. So no. I'm just cutting back.
Okay.
I'm just cutting back for a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll be all right.
So some events coming up. I know it's a little ways away, and you're going to be gone for some of these, which pains me.
You
will be back in town for the Cleveland Ale Fest
because we hang out a lot.
We're going to. That was our summer. Didn't we say that's our This summer,
our summer resolutions.
We're gonna
maybe you and I can go to the observation deck together.
And let's maybe list out our resolutions up at the top of Terminal Tower.
And we can dress like we're from the 1940s. You can have like a little bonnet and one of those.
Why do I always end up
one of those giant lollipops?
All right.
That are like as big as your head.
This plan has just gone south. I am out for this whole thing.
And a yo-yo, an old wooden.
We can't just go up dressed regularly. You gotta mix it up.
I'll be smoking a pipe.
But you've heard on this, but there was that Cleveland Scene Ale Fest. They've had those. It's been twice now. It's the third one. Lincoln Park. They take Lincoln Park, middle of Tremont, bring in a ton of breweries. It's just Saturday in July. You've never been, I don't think.
I haven't been this year. So when is this? Am I going to miss this?
No, you'll be here. It's Saturday. Oh, you'll be in town at least. You won't be in your honeymoon. July 23rd.
Saturday, July 23rd.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Cleveland Scene Ale Fest. July could be my favorite month in Cleveland because Taste of Tremont is a Sunday before the 17th. And then July is a warm-up for Krusty's, which is August 6th. So a lot of drinking events going on in July.
Yeah, Krusty's, August 6th, definitely be here for.
And I want to have a wedding. Remember last year I had to leave for that wedding?
Oh, that was horrible.
It really ruined everyone's. Everyone I was around was
upset. I hope
was
you're not
about.
Friends with that person anymore.
No, it's I've been carrying that with me for a while. I'm never going to shake that. I'm always going to remember that. You ruined my Krusty's day.
Yeah.
Because he had to get married.
This year, Jeff.
I'm going to make up for last year this year. So that'll be fun. And then there's a summer solstice party. My friends have done this before, but Cleveland Museum of Art, obviously you can't do it. It's a Saturday around the solstice, which this year is Saturday. I think it's the 25th or 26th. But they have a party there with different kinds of music, and they had 4,000 people there last year. It's obviously the longest day of the year, and they celebrate with jazz, soul, African electronica music, different types of music, different types of food, different types of beverages. And there's different like tiers you can do. You can go for like the $175 deal, which is open bars, all you can eat, all you can drink. And it goes down from there. You can come a little later on and get in for like $50.
There's like the $5 deal where you can just like watch from the outside. And they just throw appetizers.
You're in an observation deck nearby.
You can hang out by the dumpster and eat what the rich people didn't want.
You could see what they were eating.
I actually went to that a couple years back when the new wing opened up.
Oh yes,
yeah, it was a good time.
So that's coming up too. A lot of weekend events, summer weekend. There's also a free outdoor concert series, Northeast Ohio, for the summer, which I don't think I've been to. Did you ever go to those free shows in front of the Rock Hall? They have those fairly often.
I don't think I've gone. again, like you said with the Terminal Tower thing, it's like I feel like we live here and we don't go to the kind of cool touristy things.
Okay, so with the Rock Hall, you get to see some of the city and the country's top indie bands for free from 7 to 9 p.m. Wednesdays this summer in front of the Rock Hall.
Okay.
So is how it every about Wednesday? That? Every Wednesday. There's also a cash bar. And, of course, you have all the other things you get by the cool views of the city down there. It's a great area. Oh. So you have that. You have the Open Air Series, FM 90.3 Open Air Series, Playhouse Square. Every Thursday at noon, they have free concerts down there at Playhouse Square. First Friday is at Grand Pacific Junction. That's in Olmsted Falls. They have Friday night things out there. So we'll put the link on our website. Cuyahoga Falls has a Rockin' on the River concert series, but there are a lot of free concert deals, and they're weekly. So there are certain nights or days of the week that go on throughout the Cleveland area.
Yeah, the you know what else is starting on Wednesday, June 15th, and it's every Wednesday night, and it runs throughout the summer, is Wade Oval Wednesdays over in Wade Oval.
I've always heard about that. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I have. And it's gotten big. They started doing it a couple years ago, and it's gotten bigger every single year. Like, they used to have a tent where basically under the tent was like the roped off area where you could have alcohol. Now it's like half the circle is roped off where you could have alcohol. They have like live concerts, and it's free. So you just go. It's from 6 to 9 every Wednesday starting June 15th. And you just go and you hang out, and there's a bunch of different food vendors. There's different concerts and music. You know, some of the museums are open free. I think the Botanical Gardens are open for free. The art museum is always free, so it's a great excuse to just walk right into the art museum because that's there. The history museum does like discounted admission, so that's an awesome time. That's an awesome time too, and it actually. Kind of kicks off, I guess, this Saturday with Parade the Circle over at just that. This it's a parade that goes around Wade Oval University Circle. That starts that's 11 to 4 this Saturday.
Is there going to be any planking going on?
I don't think there'll be any planking going on. Yeah, so two people were arrested while planking. We are really kicking through these stories today, Jeff.
We're rolling.
My throat hurts. Yeah, so two people rest. Do you know what planking is?
No, I never heard of it until I saw it on this rundown.
So planking is this stupid game where you lie down on like an object. So like, okay, your back patio here. You have this wooden railing that's right. A couple inches thin. So if we wanted to be cool and do planking, like I would lay down on my stomach across that beam.
Sounds dangerous.
And you would take a picture of me and we'd post it on our website and we would get millions of fans.
Did you wear a bonnet?
I'd be wearing a bonnet
and a lollipop.
And I'd be looking at a lollipop.
okay, so it's obviously you get a picture here.
So yeah, so people have died from this, from planking on, you know, like several stories in the air and falling off the far edge.
You hope you get the picture before that happens, but yeah.
Yeah, so I guess some guys got arrested in Willoughby because they were at, oh, this is actually the picture. This is from Oliver Twist in downtown Willoughby.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He's planking on the sign itself. Now, this isn't funny, Jeff. You shouldn't laugh at trespassing. So he's laying down on the sign, and they take a picture and then post it on the internet to get lots of fans. So, yeah.
I wonder what the sentence is for planking. You know what I mean? Like, what does that carry?
You have to plank in a jail cell. Or some
guy gets to plank you in a jail cell.
some big tattooed guy.
You get planked.
He's going to plank you in the jail cell.
It's not just for a picture.
That's right.
It goes on.
And this picture is going to be on the
internet.
That
reminds me of, did you ever see a flash mob? I hear it goes on, but I've always wanted to say I've never seen one.
I haven't seen one in person. There was one at the Westside Market.
Was it
recently.
Really?
Yeah. And there was one in Tower City as well. There's one on the Oprah show too. That's just where like... a group of people, like in a public space, suddenly break out into a choreographed dance.
Yes.
So it's something you obviously have to practice. Like these things don't just spontaneously burst.
Right.
But you get like 100 people to do it in a public area, and the rest of the people standing by are like, what the hell's going on? Because you're in Grand Central Station, and suddenly they all break out into the Thriller dance.
Yeah.
It would be a cool thing to experience.
It would be. Yeah, I would never want to do it, but I'd like to see it.
Just look up Flash Mob on YouTube.
Okay. But I want to see it live. I mean, yeah. It's okay. Kind of, you lose a little bit on it. I'd like to see that if it ever happens live.
Yeah.
So let me know if you ever catch one.
And finally, in like Jeff, I'm here at.
I'm on my way. Station. You wouldn't even have to finish. I'm on my way because I'll know what you mean.
It's all, they only last like 5 minutes.
I'll get there quick. So I'm gonna wait.
Finally, in wrapping up our restaurant news. Oh, we got a couple restaurant stories. So, Chef Ellis Cooley of Amp 150.
Yeah, I love him. I hope he never leaves.
Known for his moth.
Yep. He's someone who I think will never leave Cleveland.
Well, he's taking his talents to West Palm Beach.
Oh, damn it.
He's going to the, the Amp 150 here in Cleveland at West 150th is in the Marriott. And I guess he decided to go to another Marriott in Florida where his young son lives in Florida.
Oh.
The restaurant will continue on. And I guess there's another Cleveland restaurant that he is investing in. He says he's sad that he's leaving. But, yeah, Chef Ellis Cooley of Amp 150 is leaving Cleveland. His last day at Amp 150, if you want to check him out, is going to be on June 10th.
You know why this one hurts?
Right in the gullet.
Right in the gullet, because I didn't see it coming, Jeremy.
Right.
He blindsided me with this one.
Right. Do you remember the story about the friend of mine that got a moth in her her salad there?
Yeah.
So I don't know if that was
How does she feel about that? Was it he or she?
The
friend. How does she feel about him leaving?
I don't know if she knows yet.
Okay. Can we call her live on the air?
I don't know. Maybe the moth salad, that might have been like an experimental recipe that he was trying.
Yeah.
But live moth in the salad did not. I don't think it's aesthetic, though.
I could see it being a little aesthetic if it was dead.
I don't think he's taking it down to Florida.
Okay, that'll stay up here.
I don't think the moth.
We'll get the dead moths, and he gets a new restaurant. Great.
Yeah. Thanks, Ellis.
Thanks a lot, Ellis. Thanks for nothing. We're like his big experiment. He figures out how not to get moths in salads and leaves.
Right. And finally, Jeff, I know you were asking me when I came in here.
Noodle Cat!
What's the update on Noodle Cat?
Noodle Cat update.
We need a Noodle Cat update song. You know, little known fact, if you go into your bathroom and you shut the door and you turn off the lights and you look in the mirror and you say Noodle Cat 3 times.
Yeah. You'll be in the Trump Tower observation deck.
Noodle Cat appears and throws you down the stairs.
I don't like this game.
I don't know why that's so funny to me. Oh, that's the stupidest thing I've ever said on the show. And that's saying something. And I'm not even drinking.
I'm going to try it. I hope you're wrong.
I shouldn't have eaten those mushrooms. Anyway, Noodle Cat is taking the place of Teresa's Pizza on Euclid Avenue, right between East 4th and Public Square. And they're kind of having an untraditional opening. So they're going to have these pop-up restaurants. And on June 21st and 22nd, chef and America's Great Food Truck Race finalist and possibly winner, Chris Hodgson of Dim & Dem Sum.
Oh, yes.
He's going to be there. He's going to have a pop-up thing at Noodle Cat. Tickets are $50. And then on June 24th and 25th, Leanne Wong is taking over. And she's going to do her restaurant for 2 days.
Let's hope the transition goes okay on that one.
Yeah, and then a couple weeks later, then Noodle Cat's going to open. Should be an awesome restaurant. But I like that, Jonathan Sawyer, who runs Greenhouse Tavern and Noodle Cat, he's kind of doing something a little bit different.
Yeah, you've been huge on this since you first heard that news. You've been all over this.
I'm huge. I'm huge.
You're a big Noodle Cat guy.
I'm a big Noodle Cat fan.
Yeah.
Big John Sawyer fan, too. I'm sure I've mentioned this, but I'm having my rehearsal dinner.
Oh, wow. Okay.
At Greenhouse Tavern, not at Noodle Cat.
Okay.
Maybe.
Is there room for one more?
No.
Can I just serve you guys, maybe? Can I be a server that night just to be around it?
I do another podcast, and the host of that, co-host from that.
Sports update.
Yeah. So we
Trestle's
have 1 minute.
Out, Jeremy. Jim Trestle is out. Jeremy, breaking news. Rear Show with Jeff and Jeremy.
You have 30 seconds to give your opinion.
Not surprised. Here's the thing, Jeremy, with these things. It's the cover-up is always worse than the initial act. It never fails. Trestle tried to cover it up, and that's what was his undoing. Have a great week, everyone.
Nice transition. Yeah, it's 8:15. We're out of here. Check out radioshowonline.com. I think, actually, for the first time in a while, we're going to be here next week.
I think knock on fake ceramic, I think we're going to be here.
So we're actually going to do two weeks in a row, Jeff?
Send us your mail, because we ran out of things to talk about already for next week.
Oh, yeah, the mailbag is bursting.
The mailbag is it's lacking.
Hate mail. That's the opposite of what I said. Hate mail at radioshowonline.com. And be sure to go and get yourself checked for skin cancer.
That's true.